This is our emergency operations center. This is kind of the what I call Hurricane Central. This is
Steve Huffman is with Mobile County Emergency Management, and he and his team are keeping an eye on Isaac.
Once we get up to full speed, if it becomes necessary to do that, you'll have representatives of all the municipalities, all the utilities, roads and bridges, law enforcement.
Huffman's big concern are the homeowners and businesses that could be in Isaac's path, right now, but those may not be the only residents at risk. Here along the beach and Gulf shores, it's 8:30 p.m. and pitch black. Still, the surf is clearly kicking up higher than usual because of Isaac. For Mike Reynolds, it's what's buried in the sand that's the concern.
If the waves start washing over the nest and saturate the nest with water, then the turtles, once they hatch, they have to breathe air.
Reynolds is referring to the loggerhead sea turtles that call Alabama home.
This year, we've had, as of yesterday morning, 148 nests.
And these nests are considered at risk from Isaac as well. So tonight, Mike Reynolds is working to live up to his nickname. He's known as Alabama's Turtle Czar, complete with the Turtle Mobile. The Turtle Mobile looks like a cross between a dune buggy and a golf cart. Reynolds uses it to zip between sand dunes along the beach. Half the time he's looking for turtle nests, and the rest of the time he's looking for huge potholes in the sand left by tourists.
People like to dig big holes in the beach. You gotta be careful.
Reynolds leads a volunteer effort called Share the Beach, and Isaac has them working overtime tonight.
Kentucky Derby.
Reynolds hammers wooden stakes around a turtle nest that was wiped out by Tropical Storm Debbie back in June. During nesting season, mother turtles crawl ashore, dig burrows in the sand, and drop their eggs. They cover them up again and leave. Reynolds says Debbie drowned each of these baby turtles before they could hatch.
It needs oxygen too, so it has to breathe through that eggshell. And so when the eggshell gets wet, it can't exchange oxygen.
Back in the Turtle Mobile, the news may be better at another site. Reynolds pulls up near a sand dune where a half dozen Share the Beach volunteers are clustered around what seems like a viable nest.
Our trench digger is down a little.
Okay, how many?
Reynolds says they'll make sure by putting a doctor's stethoscope on the sand to listen for a particular sound.
It's a shh. And so we start hearing all that. We know that there's the hatchlings are getting close.
That whoosh is the sound of turtles out of their eggshells but still buried in the sand and working their way to the surface. Isaac's heavy wind and surf are all closing in, so Reynolds and his friends say they can't wait for nature to take its course. They mount a rescue operation.
I see one spot right there.
Yeah, there's a nice cluster right here.
And so we carefully make sure we get them all out and then put the nest back as carefully as possible to its previous condition, except, you know, we've got all the live turtles out of it.
Yeah, I still see more.
Yeah, right there, underneath your hand.
Wearing surgical gloves, workers gently move each baby turtle out of the nest and into a big plastic bucket. The final step is to release the hatchlings, which flop and struggle their way into the surf.
21, 22... 23, 24, 25.
What's wrong, buddy?
I just had to drag myself back.
Bending over that nest?
Not every turtle in this nest is ready to go. There are unhatched eggs that will have to be reburied to take their chances with Isaac. More stakes are pounded into the sand around the nest to leave them undisturbed.
This is Chris. This is another one of our volunteers.
Alabama's nesting season wraps up in late October, but Reynolds says he'll be back next year. However, none of the turtles he helped to release tonight are expected to return. That's because Alabama's cooler beach sand produces more males than females. Reynolds says warmer spots like nesting sites in Florida produce females.
You can kind of remember it. It's hot chicks and cool dudes. Hot sand makes girls, cool sand makes boys.
But the females that do return next year will still have Reynolds in his turtle mobile to help safeguard the hatchlings and see them on their way. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Gulf Shores.
Woo!